Now it's Food Friday, and it's not breakfast, it's not lunch, it's brunch, and it's become a favorite part of the week for a lot of people. And with a lot of good reasons. It often includes sweet and or savory options, a little bit of decadence, some coffee or tea or something a little stronger, and it's a good meal for entertaining friends and loved ones when it's safe to do that again. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of brunch? What is your favorite dish? Are you on Team Sweet, Team Savory, or a little of both? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Belinda Smith-Sullivan is a chef, food writer, spice blends entrepreneur, and commercially rated pilot. She's the author of Just Peachy, and her most recent book is called Let's Brunch, 100 Recipes for the Best Meal of the Week. She lives in Trenton, South Carolina. Belinda, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Best meal of the week. Make the case.
Well, I like brunch because it's, I call it entertaining light. It's so different from when you are giving a Friday or a Saturday night dinner party. Everyone's stressful. They're tired. By the time Sunday brunch rolls around, everyone is relaxed. They're ready to just meet with friends or family and have a good time and do so, in, as I said, in a very relaxed manner and atmosphere.
And it seems like you can make brunch as humble or as fancy as you want or a combination of both. There's a lot of flexibility with brunch, right?
Absolutely. And the recipes in the book, I tell everyone you could use them or make them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I mean, breakfast for dinner has become a huge thing now. So brunch is anything you want it to be.
Now, when you do a brunch, do you go for buffet style with lots of different options, or do you keep it a little simpler, or I guess does it depend on who the brunch is for?
It depends on how many people there are. If there might maybe six or less of us, I'll do a sit down kind of a thing. But if there are more than six, then I do a buffet.
Now, I will admit,
people are—they're free to move around and eat as much or as little as they like.
I will admit, we did for Thanksgiving, just our nuclear family here. We did Thanksgiving brunch. Nobody wanted turkey. The one ingredient everybody agreed on was bacon. So we got a great Wisconsin brand of bacon and built a brunch meal around that. Do you approach brunches that way, where you think, I know I want this one thing, and I'll work out from there?
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to tell this tale on myself. People are always asking me, what's your favorite thing for brunch? I love the brunch burger.
Yum.
Brunch burgers are good, and you throw in an adult beverage with that? Oh, heaven.
We are talking about brunch on this week's edition of Food Friday. Belinda Smith-Sullivan is with us. Her newest book is Let's Brunch, 100 Recipes for the Best Meal of the Week. Well, Belinda, we've got a few recipes you shared with us at WPR.org/Food Friday, and you mentioned an adult beverage. Well, we've got one of those from you, a grapefruit, champagne, and vodka spritz. Tell us about that and why it's great as a brunch beverage.
Well, when you go out to brunch, and a lot of places will offer all-you-can-drink champagne for the brunch, but that gets a little old, especially if you go to brunch every Sunday. By adding the Aperol and the grapefruit juice to it, just gives it a nice little kick, you know, and a little bit of sparkling water, and it's refreshing.
And what are some of your other favorite brunch time beverages, alcoholic or not?
Love Bloody Marys. I mean, it's the quintessential brunch drink.
And I think people can argue
so many different things you can put in it. I mean, you know, you can, some people like to put pickled string beans in them. You can put okra. You can do something as simple as a celery stick. But there's just, you can even put shrimp and a bacon strip in your Bloody Mary. I mean, there's just so much you can do to jazz it up.
Now, you mentioned okra, and I'm from the Midwest. I couldn't have picked okra out of a lineup most of my life. I've fallen in love with it. I think of it as a Southern thing. Are there other Southern touches you like to bring to your brunch? Well, I know there are because I've looked at your cookbook. What are some of the Southern touches you like to bring to your brunch cooking?
Well, let me tell you, down here in the South, we eat a lot of shrimp and grits. there is a recipe in the book for, instead of using shrimp, it uses blackened catfish on herb grit with a pineapple relish.
That sounds fantastic. A blackened catfish. All right. Well, let's get into some more of the recipes you shared with us. Oh, and I should say, if anybody wants to join in with your brunch time favorites or just to profess your love for brunch in general, call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You mentioned a brunch burger. Well, here's another dinner thing you've converted, a breakfast mac and cheese. What's that about?
I mean, what isn't made better with bacon in it? And that dish there is all you need. A nice helping of that mac and of the bacon mac and cheese. Oh.
And is that what else goes into your breakfast? Is it just as simple as you make your favorite mac and cheese recipe and work some bacon into it?
Yes. Now, because there's bacon in it, I did have to switch up the cheeses a little bit. I used a Gouda cheese that's a little bit stronger that can hold up to the flavor profile of the bacon. But other than that, yeah, use your regular mac and cheese recipe that you have. Again, choose a little bit stronger cheese with it and throw in your bacon and you're good to go.
That sounds and looks fantastic. I'm actually looking at the picture right now. It gives me an idea for dinner. Oh, no, I think we already have a dinner plan. And another one we've got there. Now, I don't make these often enough, frittatas. You know, I'll do quiche sometimes. I never think of frittata, though it's easier than quiche even in some ways. You've got a spinach chorizo frittata that also sounds really good. First of all, give us the basics. The frittatas were new to me not that long ago. What is a frittata?
Yeah. A frittata is basically a giant omelet. As you said, it's easier than a quiche because you don't have to worry about the pie dough or the pie crust with it. And frittatas, I call them, it's when I make a frittata, it's clean out the refrigerator time because you can put anything in a frittata with the eggs. And you cook it mostly on top of the stove. You don't have to flip it like an omelet. You cook it mostly on top of the stove, and for the last 10 to 15 minutes, you stick it in the oven, and it's ready to go. It doesn't get easier than a frittata.
And quiche and frittata, I think of those as kind of the ultimate brunch food, like, you know, when we could entertain people if we had people over for a breakfast or brunch time kind of thing. That was an instant go-to, and it's an easy one to make the night before and then just heat up the next day.
Absolutely. You stick it in the microwave for a minute or so, and it's ready.
Fantastic.
Another one that's sort of in the same family is a strata. You make it, again, just like a frittata, except it has bread and potatoes in it. And that's another very, very filling, like that's all you would need is a nice slice of that.
You know, this year I've made a lot of bread pudding with just whatever leftover bread we've thrown into the freezer. Is strata just basically a savory bread pudding?
Sure. Absolutely.
That's a way to think about it. Okay. We're talking about brunch on this week's edition of Food Friday. Belinda Smith Sullivan is with us, chef, food writer, and author of a couple of books, Just Peachy. She joined us to talk about when that came out. Her new one is called Let's Brunch, 100 Recipes for the Best Meal of the Week. You can find the recipes if you're excited about them. There's some good ones at WPR.org/Food Friday. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a fan of brunch? Why or why not? Is it something you like to make at home? Do you entertain with brunch? Do you like going out for brunch better than eating at home? And what food has to be there? It isn't brunch unless it has blank. Fill in the blank there. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. This is Wisconsin. What's in your favorite Bloody Mary? 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our Food Friday conversation with Chef Belinda Smith Sullivan. She's sharing recipes and advice from her latest book. It's called Let's Brunch, 100 Recipes for the Best Meal of the Week. Still time for you to join in if you'd like at 800-642-1234. Is brunch your favorite meal of the week? What goes into a good brunch? Do you have questions for our guest? Maybe some inspiration you need? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We were talking earlier, Belinda, about some Southern type advice. I think you mentioned grits then. I'm looking at the cookbook and the cheesy jalapeno grits. First of all, give us Midwesterners advice on how to make good grits.
Well, huh, that's interesting. On how to make good grits. It's just got to be just the easiest thing to do. You make it with water or milk or a combination, and you boil them, put a little butter in there, and, you know, after about 10 minutes, you've got grits. And then you can add as much as, you know, anything else that you like to it. But just plain grits are very, very easy to make.
Yeah, and then with this jalapeno and cheese thing, I mean, literally you make the grits and then you're throwing in the jalapenos and some cheese. You can get creative with whatever you want to put in, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's, we've got another recipe.
We like heat down here, so we put jalapenos or peppers and a lot of things.
Well, then after that heat, let's sweeten things up a little bit. Here's another recipe you shared with us, and we've got it up at WPR.org/FoodFriday, a lemon trifle. And again, and this is true with a lot of your recipes. This one sounded complicated to me. It looks like pretty easy to pull together. Talk about your lemon trifle.
It is very easy. Trifles are easy to make, and you can make them with any combination of cookie or pound cake that you like. But it's just it's an egg custard. And with this one, I made a lemon egg custard, and you make it with leftover pound cake. It could even be a little bit stale. It's okay because it's going to moisten up in this. And then with a simple syrup. And it's very, very easy to make. Again, doesn't require any cooking. It's just assembly.
I love it. Let's go to a caller now. Jeff is with us in Oshkosh. Jeff, hello.
How are you doing?
Good. What'd you want to tell us about, Jeff?
We're going to talk about some Bloody Marys.
All right. What's got to go into your Bloody Marys, Jeff?
All right. First, I'm going to start out with an empty glass, and then I'm going to put some... One shot of vodka, another shot of vodka, and then four shakes of Worcestershire sauce, and then some hot sauce, some celery salt, tomato juice.
What time is brunch at your house on Sunday?
What's that?
I should say, what time's brunch, Jeff? But what vegetation ends up going on top of this?
Beef sticks, celery salt, olives, pickles, whatever you guys want.
make a meal out of it, Jeff. That sounds really good, Jeff. Thanks so much. Yeah, that's so. A lot of these things, Belinda, you start with the basic thing. Whether we're talking about Bloody Marys or grits or mac and cheese, you're starting off the basics. And then a lot of your recipes, you can just get creative from there with what you end up putting on top or mixing it in at the end.
Exactly. That's it in a nutshell. It's whatever your flavor preference or, you know, that you have or the flavor profile that you're looking for. I like the last guest. He said, I start out with one shot of vodka and then another shot of vodka. Person after my heart.
I was glad he stopped there, though. I didn't keep adding more and more shots. Thanks again for that call. John joins us next in Two Rivers. John, hi. Oop, are you there, John? Oh, John, sounds like his line is breaking up. He's a fan. He grew up the East Coast, moved to Wisconsin. Had some grits from Chicago over Thanksgiving weekend was the note our producer sent to me. Well, let's look at some more of the ideas in your cookbook, Belinda. What is your combination? I mentioned this at the beginning of savory parts of a brunch versus the sweet stuff.
I'm sorry, repeat that question.
Savory and sweet ingredients. How much do you balance those out in one brunch meal?
I usually have maybe two things that are sweet that you can either eat before, along with, or after the meal. So there's always some type of pastry that I will have. And then maybe a pie. And then everything else is mostly savory.
Now, I know last time we talked to you, we talked all about peaches with your mm-hmm. Cookbook about peaches, Just Peachy. Mm-hmm. Do peaches, especially in season in the South, find their way into your brunch pretty often?
Oh, absolutely. During the summer, it's a must. In fact, most of the time, they're the center piece on the table. Just a big, bowl of peaches, and let people grab them and cut them and eat them as they have their meal. We eat a lot of peaches here.
Now, you've got some entrees that I don't always think about as brunchy, but again, I guess there's no limits. And oven-roasted pulled pork. I mean, I'm happy with pulled pork pretty much any time of the day. Do you often put, a dinner entree like this at the center of your brunches?
Sure. Again, here in the South, our Sunday meal that we call dinner is usually in the early afternoon. Mm. So what the most of the country knows as brunch is really our dinner time down here on a Sunday. So, yes, there'll always be some, some things that are more geared towards dinner, because that's the last meal that we'll probably eat on Sunday.
That sounds really good. Mm-hmm. We kind of eat that way on Sundays too, actually, with that early dinner. So maybe I can lean toward kind of a brunch angle. Now, you've got mm-hmm. a whole section on fish and other seafood. What are some of your favorites when it comes to the seafood category to include in your brunches?
I love the seafood and chicken paella. And you don't even have to add the chicken. You can make it all seafood paella.
All right. Now,
and then there's...
I was going to say, paella sounds difficult to me. How hard is it really to make a paella? That's something I've never made on my own. I've only ever had it in a restaurant.
It's not difficult, but depending on the number of different seafood ingredients you have, it's you're building. It's like a building block. So you're doing the rice first, and then you're adding layers of the seafood. You're putting it in the oven. You're taking it out. You're adding additional layers. So it's not difficult. It's just time consuming.
So maybe the first time somebody makes paella, they could keep it simpler, not have a bunch of different seafood ingredients, just one or two, and then work up from there as we master the basics?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you've done brunch in home settings and restaurant settings. Can you talk a little bit about, putting on a good restaurant-style brunch? It's a big challenge, and sometimes it's hard to keep everything, out on that buffet fresh. What goes into a good restaurant-style brunch for you?
Oh, goodness. Lots. There will be a lot of different dishes, but not to get discouraged, because a lot of them can be made the day before or the day afterwards. I did my internship, or my externship rather, at in Charlotte at a Marriott, and I had the opportunity to work the omelet and waffle station. So there, and that's in addition to the 10-foot long buffet serving area that they have there. So just if you're going to do it restaurant style, just have a lot of different things there. I'd say maybe four or five heavy entrees, and then a lot of hors d'oeuvres or finger type things that people can just pick up with their hands to eat. Offers maybe three or four different types of beverages, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, because you'll have people there who do not partake in that type of libation. But yeah, just if you're thinking restaurant style, then as that saying goes, you want to go big or stay home.
Well, we will leave it there. Thank you, Belinda, so much for sharing this with us today.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me again.
That's Belinda Smith-Sullivan, a chef, food writer, and spice blends entrepreneur. She's the author of the book Just Peachy. Her most recent book is called Let's Brunch, 100 Recipes for the Best Meal of the Week. You can find the recipes we talk about over at wpr.org/foodfriday. Those are... chorizo frittata, a breakfast mac and cheese, a grapefruit champagne and vodka spritz, and this lemon trifle that looks really good, too. Check them out. Maybe make them in your own brunch this weekend. Let us know how it turned out. And there's still time for you to share your brunch time favorites. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tell us what's got to be in your brunch assemblage. And you can tell us what has to be on your Bloody Mary if you drink Bloody Marys or make them. What kind of food ends up on top of that beverage? Again, Ideas Network Facebook page, and share your brunch favorites.